Cadet Color Guard from Hutch Tech and the Charter School for Applied Technology Select Course opened the ceremony. The NFJC mission is to overcome racism, bias, and discrimination. It builds strong ties with community leaders, empowers youth, and brings together members of all races, religions, and cultures. Individuals were recognized from several categories, including business, education, healthcare, community service, and interfaith. WBFO's own co-host of Theater Talk, Anthony Chase, was honored in the arts category.
It's very humbling. I feel what I've done is draw attention to the leadership of others.
Chase serves as Assistant Dean of Arts and Humanities at Buffalo State College and is theater editor at Art Voice.
I think what I'm able to do is recognize the contributions of others. And it's, luckily for me, I'm not from this community. It's a rich arts community, and that's made it a place where I wanted to stay. And this is a magnificent organization, just the name of it, For Just Communities, National Federation for Just Communities, and I feel that that is where we live.
13 young men and women were among the 35 recipients. They received 2012 Youth Awards for their volunteer work in the community, a group Chase says he was thrilled to be honored among.
Well, the kids, it's amazing. They're just that, the girl who came from Rwanda, the girl doing something in her high school, just impressive, and gives you such optimism for the future, doesn't it?
And also honored Thursday, the wife of Buffalo Bills owner Ralph Wilson, Mary Wilson, for her work in community sports programs. The Buffalo Sabres were recognized in the corporate category, and Buffalo's Legal Aid Bureau was recognized as a community organization by the NFJC. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.